Hello everyone, this is Stephen Clower speaking, and today we will be talking about the basic gesture and navigation touch commands that will be available in MobileSpeak version 4. Code Factory has completely redesigned its touchscreen interface for Windows Mobile Professional, also known as Pocket PC phones. While there will be a slight learning curve for this new interface, I think you'll agree that it's much easier to use than that which was provided with MobileSpeak version 2. Now the device I'm using is the Palm Trio Pro by Sprint. This phone has both a touchscreen and a full QWERTY keypad on the front face, which also serves as a dial pad. One thing that I really like about the Trio Pro, especially with MobileSpeak 4, is that MobileSpeak 4 gives you the choice of using either a touchscreen or the keyboard exclusively or interchangeably. In the case of my Trio Pro, I typically just use the screen for navigating and the keyboard for typing. But for the sake of this and all future podcasts, I will use the touchscreen exclusively so that you will have a greater understanding of how this interface works on devices that have no keyboards or minimal keyboards on the front, like the Touch Pro, the Touch Pro 2, and the Touch Diamond, and so forth. Before we start, I need to point out that we are using a beta of MobileSpeak 4. The command structure for the final product might be slightly different than what you hear today. First, let's briefly explain how the screen is organized. You have four quadrants, meaning that the touchscreen is divided up into four equal squares, 1, 2, 3, and 4 going clockwise. So square 1 or quadrant 1 is on the top left, quadrant 2 is on the top right, quadrant 3 is on the bottom right, and quadrant 4 is on the bottom left. So again, that's going from top left to bottom left clockwise. You have 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now, the majority of the functions that you will want to perform will involve no more than two combinations of either a single tap, which is just a very quick tap on the device, a long tap, which involves holding your finger down for about half a second, or a double tap, which involves just very quickly tapping your finger twice on the screen, like this. If you've used or are familiar with MobileSpeak Pocket version 2, this will probably sound very familiar. Now, something new in MobileSpeak 4, which was not available in version 2, was the ability to swipe on the screen. A swipe involves physically moving your finger across the screen in a specific direction. There are four possible directions. You can go up, down, left, and right. Additionally, you don't have to be perfectly lined up in the center of the screen or start on the absolute top, bottom, left, or right of the screen. MobileSpeak is smart enough to figure out what you're trying to do without making it too difficult. The caveat here is that you need to move across approximately 30% of the screen in whichever direction you want to move. And you have 30 degrees of leeway for each direction. So if you wanted to swipe down, for example, you could start at the top of the screen and even angle slightly to the left or to the right as you moved your finger down, and MobileSpeak would still understand that you meant to just go down. So it is very forgiving. The only time you might have a problem is if you try starting a gesture and ending it too soon on one of the corners, and in which case MobileSpeak will think you're trying to perform either a single tap or long tap command. The final gesture I want to describe is the triple tap, which involves tapping the screen very quickly three times. The triple tap is kind of a catch-all. If you made a mistake, or if you want to exit a mode such as the virtual keyboard, the review cursor, or privacy mode, this is the command to remember. If you take anything away from this demonstration, remember that triple tap is your friend. Okay, next we're going to briefly talk about the types of feedback that you can receive when issuing these commands. You can have auditory feedback in the form of a sound, and new in MobileSpeak 4, you can have vibratory feedback, meaning your device will briefly vibrate whenever you issue a command. Before I started using MobileSpeak 4, I preferred to have the audible feedback so that I knew for sure that MobileSpeak knew I had hit a command, but now, with the vibratory feedback, I find that to be much more intuitive, and I've turned the sounds off, so you aren't going to hear the sounds. If you listen very carefully, you might hear my phone vibrate briefly. And again, you can have your choice. You can have no feedback, you can have the sound, you can have the vibrations, or any combination. Well, that is certainly a lot to learn. And the way the interface works on every single device will differ somewhat. So you will need to practice before becoming proficient with this new interface. Fortunately, Code Factory provides us what's called the touch test drive, and we will launch it now. You'll notice that when I do launch it, you get all of the feedback. You get the sounds, and you get the vibrations. I'd explain it, but I think I'll let MobileSpeak explain itself. I'm going to unlock my phone. I should be on the Today screen.
Mobile speak. 5 pages. Touch test drive. Press enter to start training.
All right, here we go. I'm going to press the enter key.
Welcome to MS Touch Test Drive. Tap the screen to start your training. Long tap, tap and hold will start the touch screen explorer mode. Triple tap will close the application and return to the Today screen.
Okay, that was quite a lot of information right there. In this case, I don't want to explore the screen, so I'm just going to tap the screen, and then when I'm done, remember it said to triple tap to exit, so triple tap is your friend. So here we go.
Double tap one.
Okay, I'm going to double tap one on the top left corner.
Slide down. Slide right. Slide down. Slide right.
And as it's telling me to do these, I'm performing these gestures on the touch screen.
Tap two.
Now let's do something wrong. I'm going to tap the bottom left of the screen.
Error. This gesture is tap four. Now do. Slide down.
Okay, so it told me what I did wrong.
Tap two.
Let's try double tap one. See what that does.
Error. This gesture is double tap one. Now do. Slide up.
Okay, so you get the idea. I'm going to triple tap to exit.
Today screen. Touch test drive. Press enter to start training. Left soft contacts. Right soft internet.
So this little application will let you practice without actually doing anything on your phone, so you don't unintentionally open up an application or start calling someone that you didn't mean to. Okay, now that we're all up to speed on the new gestures and swipes, let's briefly go over how the new command structure is organized. Just as the touchscreen is separated into quadrants, the MobileSpeak commands are separated into groups. They are Go To, Settings, and Speak. So Go To is tap 1, Settings is tap 2, Silence Speech is tap 3, which is why there's no group for that, and Speak is tap 4. And inside these groups is another type of command that you can perform, either a single tap, long tap, or double tap. But the quadrants can also be long tapped, and you'll get some slightly different behavior. For example, long tap 1 opens up the start menu, long tap 2 will minimize the currently focused application, long tap 3 enables privacy mode, which is another feature you can use that will black out the screen so that no one can see what you're actually doing on your phone, kind of give you some privacy there. Long tap 4 will turn the screen off or lock it, which again is very nice. It will keep your phone from inadvertently dialing people or doing other things if it's in your coat or somewhere else where it can be very easily jostled. And again, to exit either privacy mode or the screen lock you, that's right, triple tap. So let's start playing around with these commands. We're going to start out with the basics. With the speak command, which is again tap 4, we're going to speak first the time and date, which is speak tap 2.
Speak. 11:04 p.m. Tuesday, January 05, 2010.
And now we will check the status of the device with speak.
Speak.
Double tap 2.
4 SMS, 65% Sprint, battery 80, Bluetooth on, last call from Cox.
Yeah. I just pressed tap 3 to silence that. Next, speak command of interest is the speak screen command, which is invoked by speak tap 3.
Speak. Today screen, touch test drive, press enter to start training, Sprint 11:05 p.m. 1/5/10. Left soft contacts, right soft internet.
And another rather nifty new command is the speak soft keys command. You can press speak and tap 1 to hear what the soft keys do. And after the soft keys have been announced, you can press tap 4 to activate the left soft key or tap 3 to activate the right. And you have about a 3-second window to do this. So let's go ahead and do that now.
Speak. Left soft contacts, right soft internet.
Did you hear that beep? Well, that means that the timeout has ended, so my window to press either tap 4 or tap 3 has ended. Okay, next is the settings group, and this is invoked with tap 2. Now here we're going to use the slide commands to change both the speech rate and volume of the synthesizer. So once I activate the settings group, I can use swipes up and down to change the volume of the synthesizer, and swipes left and right to change the rate. So I will press tap 2.
Settings.
And we will swipe down a few times.
Volume 9, volume 8, volume 7, volume 6.
Okay, and swipe back up again 4 times.
Volume 8, volume 9, volume 10.
There we go. And let's speed this voice up a few notches with the right swipe.
Rate 13, rate 14, rate 15, rate 16, rate 17, rate 18, rate 19, rate 20.
Okay, that's probably too fast. So let's go back down to 12 with swipe left.
Rate 19, rate 18, rate 17, rate 16, rate 15, rate 14, rate 13, rate 12.
There we go. That's all we want. So I will go ahead and triple tap. And we're out of that mode. Something else we can do with the settings command is activate either Braille or magnification if you wish to use those options. We can also mute speech altogether with settings tap 1.
Settings. Mute on.
Now, if I were in the beginner mode, it would also tell me that triple tap would turn mute off. But I'm in advanced mode, so we didn't hear that announcement. So, I will triple tap.
Mute off.
Voila. And probably the most interesting commands for the go-to layout, which is activated by tap 1, would be to activate the soft keys, which you can do with tap 1, tap 4 for the left soft key, and tap 1, tap 3 for the right. You can also activate the review cursor, the virtual keyboard, and all kinds of other interesting things through the go-to layout. And some of these items will be covered in later podcasts. Okay, well, I hope that was informative. Given the time constraints of this podcast, we just barely scratched the surface. But hopefully this demo gave you an idea of the types of basic navigation and gesture commands that are available in MobileSpeak 4. Future podcasts will focus on other aspects of MobileSpeak 4, so stay tuned to the Code Factory website for more information. Again, my name is Stephen Clower, and I can be reached at steve@steve-audio.net. For more information about Code Factory and the upcoming version of MobileSpeak 4, you can visit the company's website at www.codefactory.es. Thank you for listening.